Hey, you. I'm the Dave, Dave Wingert. I don't remember when was the last time I anticipated a morning more than today, because I knew Josh Groban would be here. It's so great to see you face to face.
Yeah, same here.
Oh, last time you and I talked about a year ago, you were living at home with your parents.
Yes.
Are you still?
No, not anymore. I've moved out. I bought a place and couldn't be happier. I'm so thrilled to be on my own. It was so convenient to be at home with mom and dad. Sure. You know, it's especially since I'm traveling so much, and it's nice to come home to a loving circle around you, you know, and but I found a place that is really my own now, and I felt like it was time to get out, and they're close by, so I can still get the odd chicken soup every once in a while.
So. Of course, you're gonna be away from home for the next 4 months. Did I hear or read somewhere that all 40 concerts sold out in less than an hour?
I got the call 20 minutes after the tickets went on sale that we were sold out. So it's intimidating, you know, but at least I know that every night I'm gonna meet people that really want to be there.
Yes,
you know, it's going to be the time of my life. I've got my work cut out for me for sure, but I don't think it'll ever get old. I don't think it's one of those things where it's God, not another one. You know, it's the energy that, you know, no pun intended, raises me up every night. And they get me so excited. And it's like whatever I'm feeling backstage, whatever I'm feeling, if I'm tired, even if I'm vocally tired, it doesn't matter because they, those fans, those people that I'm gonna meet now for the next 40 dates, really make it happen for me.
What about your free time? Do you have any time to relax? Are you dating? I read something about January Jones.
Uh-huh. Well, I have an incredible girlfriend in L.A. named January who's putting up with all this quite patiently. And so, you know, we'll talk over the phone. It's difficult. It's like I said, it's going to be very solo for the next few months. And it's, my friends are the people around me on this tour, my band. They're all close to my age. We all hang out, you know. They're all good buddies. And, you know, it's great because I've got so many friends from, you know, music camp and college and high school that are now living in all different parts of the country. It's nice to, you know, have days off places like this. It's great to go out and see the city and see some friends that you would not normally see except for the busiest time of your life. You finally have time to see them. So it's kind of ironic, but it's nice.